I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And this show is a very special show because it's devoted entirely to the works, to the songwriting of that great man, Woody Guthrie. Born July the 14th, 1912, died October the 3rd, 1967. One of America's greatest singers and songwriters ever. Up there with Leadbelly and Pete Seeger as being amongst the most important influences on folk music, not just in the USA, but across the English-speaking world. Woody was a wandering troubadour, largely self-educated. He chronicled life in America during the days of the Depression, the Dust Bowl era, the Second World War, and beyond. There's no way that I could present, or even attempt to present, a true historical record of the man. I would need several shows to do that. If you want to find out about Woody's life, then the Wikipedia account is pretty good as a beginning. Then go and read Bound for Glory, his own book, or read Woody, Cisco and Me by Jim Longy. And that'll give you some idea of what the man was about. So what I'm going to do in this show is play you a heap of tracks covered by various folkies on both sides of the pond. Going to kick off with a track by Rory MacLeod called Do Re Mi. When the Dust Bowl hit, Woody Guthrie headed out for California, where you certainly needed plenty of Do Re Mi, otherwise known as Spondulix or Ready Cash. Here's Rory MacLeod.
Folks back east, they say, leaving home most every day, beating their old dusty way to the California line. Cross the desert sands they roll, get one out of that old dust bowl. Think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. The police at the port of entry sign, your number 14,000 for today. Well, if you ain't got that, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Kansas, Tennessee, California's a garden of Eden. It's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard if you ain't got that do-re-mi. Well, if you wanna buy you a home or farm, let go do nobody harm. Take your vacation by the mountain or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every time, and the headlines on the papers always say, well, if you ain't got that do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got that do-re-mi. Better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Kansas, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden. It's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard if you ain't got that do-re-mi. Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Kansas, Tennessee, California's a garden of Eden. It's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard if you ain't got that do-re-mi. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard if you ain't got that do-re-mi.
Rory McLeod from the album Woody Lives with Do Re Mi, and that was Ray Jackson on harmonica there, I'm pretty certain. I'll be playing a few more tracks from that album as we get further into the show, because it's a really cracking album produced by Jeff Heslop of that little group Ribbon Road. Terrific band. Now, a lot of people think that Woody Guthrie invented the talking blues. They were in fact invented by a man called Christopher Alan Bouchillon. What is the talking blues, or what are they? Well, basically, each verse has got five lines in it. Lines 1 and 2 rhyme, and lines 3 and 4 rhyme. And then line 5 is usually sort of split into two, and it's a comment on what's gone before. I'll give you an example. This is from one of Woody's own talking blues. Mama's in the kitchen fixing the yeast. Papa's in the bedroom greasing his feet. Sister's in the cellar squeezing up the hops. Brother's at the window just watching for the cops. Drinking homebrew makes you happy. And Woody says that over a strumming guitar, usually three chords. Well, here's Cisco Houston, a great pal of Woody's, who sailed on Liberty boats across the Atlantic with him, from an album called 900 Miles, with Woody's talking Dust Bowl blues.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm that I called heaven. The price was up and the rain come down, and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, I bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids, raised the family. Then the rains quit and the winds got high, and a black old dust storm filled the sky. So I swapped my farm for a Fordin machine and poured it full of this gas Eileen, and I started. I was rocking and rolling right on out to the California line. I was way up yonder on a mountain road, I was way up there in the piney wood, and I give my rolling Ford a shove and figured I'd coast as fur as I could. Commence coasting, picking up speed, hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Well, man alive, I'm telling you that the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel and flew halfway around this world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. I was way out yonder on a desert road, had a hot motor, had a heavy load, and I was going pretty fast, wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping, had a bust down, kind of a nervous breakdown. Mechanic feller there called it engine trouble. Well, I got to California, so doggone broke, so doggone hungry, I thought I'd choke, but I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife cooked up a tater stew. It was mighty thin stew. You could read a magazine right through it. Well, I always did guess and always did figure that if that there stew'd have been a little bit thinner, some of these politicians could have seen through it.
Talking Dust Bowl Blues, Cisco Houston's album 900 Miles. Now, Woody wrote lots of songs about heroes and villains. Later in the show, you're going to hear a song called Pretty Boy Floyd, about a sort of Robin Hood figure. But right now, you're going to hear Billy the Kid, one of my own particular favourite songs of Woody Guthrie's, and this is my own particular favourite version of a great song from the album Into the Purple Valley. Here's Ry Cooda with his version of Billy the Kid.
I sing you the record of days that he did, way out in New Mexico, a long time ago, when a man's only friend was his old 44. Now when Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City, he went to the bed. Way out west with a knife in his hand, at the age of 12 years, he killed his first man. Mexican maids play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Before his young manhood had reached its setting, he'd a notch on his pistol for 21 men.
Totally brilliant version of a great song. Billy the Kid from Ry Cooder's album Into the Purple Valley. Ry Cooder was greatly influenced by the works of Woody Guthrie, as were people like Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, Joe Strummer, Billy Bragg, Bruce Springsteen, Christy Moore, of course, and Andy Irvine. Andy Irvine, one of the founder members of Sweeney's Men, also worked with Planxty, and now works a lot of the time with that great band Patrick Street, as well as working as a solo performer. His own tribute to Woody Guthrie, I'm going to play, I think, if I can, in next week's show. It's called Never Tire of the Road. But what I'm going to play you now is a song called Tom Joad. The Ballad of Tom Joad is a story of the Dust Bowl and the trek to California, which, of course, is told in John Steinbeck's book, Grapes of Wrath, where Tom Joad is one of the main characters. This is Patrick Street from their album Number 2 with a brilliant version of the Woody Guthrie song.
Mr. Penn, it's there that he got pargo. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad came walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met a truck-driving man. It's there that he got him a ride. He says, I just got loose from McAllister Penn on a charge called homicide. Well, that truck drove away in a cloud of dust, and Tom turned his face towards home. And he met Preacher Casey, and they had a little drink. They found that his family, they were gone. Oh, they found his mother's old-fashioned shoe. They found
his daddy's hat. And they found little Muley, and Muley says they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad walked down to his neighbor's farm. He found his family, and they took Preacher Casey and they loaded in a car. And his mother says, we've got to get away. Oh, the 12 of the Joads made a very heavy load, but Grandfather Joad did cry. And he picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm staying with the farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, but Grandfather Joad did die. They buried Grandfather Joad by the side of the road, and Grandma on the California side. Oh, they stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with a river running through, there was work for every single hand. They thought there was work for every single hand. Joads drove away to a jungle camp, and it's there they cooked up a stew. And the hungry little kids from the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Oh, a deputy sheriff fired loose at a man. He shot a woman in the back before he could take his aim again. Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. And they hanged up Casey, they took him to jail. But then he got away, and he met Tom Joad by the old river bridge, and these few words he did say. I have preached for the Lord a very long time. I've preached about the rich and the poor. Us working folks had better get together, or we haven't got a chance anymore. Well, the deputies came, and Tom and Casey ran to the bridge where the river ran down. But the vigilante thugs hit Casey with a club. They laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he grabbed that deputy's glove, and he hit him over the head. Tom Joad took flight in the dark, rainy night, and a deputy and a preacher lying dead. Tom ran back where his mother was asleep. He woke her up out of bed, and he says goodbye to the mother that he loved. He said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul. It looks that way to me. Wherever you look in the day or night, that's where I'm going to be. Wherever little children are hungry and cry, wherever people aren't free, wherever folks are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm going to be.
Thank you.
love with a Hollywood maid. Come love and we will wander out where the lights are bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband. We can get married tonight. Now Bill was a gun-toting cowboy. 10 notches were carved on his gun. And all the boys around Reno left Wild Bill's maidens alone. One night when Bill was returning from riding the range in the cold, he dreamed of his Hollywood maiden. Her love was as lasting as gold. As he drew near her window, a shadow he saw on the shade. It was the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to his Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert. The moon was bright overhead. Bill listened a while to the lawyer. Hear every word that he said. Your hands are so pretty and lovely. Your form so rare and divine. Come go with me to the city and leave this wild cowboy behind. Now back in old Pennsylvania, among all those beautiful pines, less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight.
There's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight. Willie Nelson from an album called Folkways, A Vision Shared, a tribute to Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly. Great version there of the Woody Guthrie song, and before that you heard Patrick Street from the album Number 2, Patrick Street, lead vocals of Andy Irvine and the song Tom Joad, a ballad of the Dust Bowl days. Now I'm going to play you another track from the album Woody Lives, which has got people like Dick Gocken, Rory McLeod, who you heard the very first song in the show, Rab Noakes, and like I said, it was produced by Jeff Heslop of Ribbon Road. Where Ray Jackson and Rod Clements of Lindisfarne are also on the album. You heard Ray, I think it was Ray, playing harmonica on track one in the show. And here they are together, Ray and Rod, with their version of a Woody Guthrie song that many, many people know and sing, Hard Travelin'.
I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been riding in fast rattlers, I thought you knowed. I've been riding in flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding in blind passengers, dead enders, picking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been hitting some hard rock mining, I thought you knowed. North of the cold of the Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting that wheat and stacking that hay, I'm trying to make about a dollar a day. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at Pittsburgh Steel, I thought you knowed. I've been dumping that red hot slag way down the road. I've been flashing, I've been firing, I've been pouring in red hot iron. I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord. I've been laying in a hard rock jail, I thought you knowed. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. Damned old judge, he said to me, it's 90 days for vagrant see, I've been hit some hard traveling load.
Good stuff, hard travelling. Ray Jackson and Rod Clements from the album Woody Lives. Now, Woody Guthrie's work had a massive influence on the singing, the thinking and politics of Christy Moore. I happen to know this because I've known Christy since we were both, I don't know, about 20 or whatever, when he used to come and play in the clubs in Manchester, one of which I ran. And when I came to put this programme together, I thought at first of playing the Ludlow Massacre, Christy's version of that, because it is a fantastic, fantastic version of a truly great song about a terrible tragedy. But in the end, a dear friend of mine suggested that Sacco and Vanzetti would be an even better song to play, and I thought, yes, she's probably right. Niccolò Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti were Italian-born US anarchists, convicted of murdering a guard and a paymaster during an armed robbery on April the 15th, 1920, in Massachusetts. They were executed by the electric chair 7 years later, both claiming till the day they died that they were innocent. On the day they were executed, there were riots all over the USA and in Paris and in London too. In 1977, the governor of Massachusetts, Michael Dukakis, issued a proclamation that Sacco and Vanzetti had been unfairly tried and convicted, and that, quote, any disgrace should be forever removed from their names.
Said there, did you hear the news? Sacco worked at trimming shoes. Vanzetti was a travelling man, pushed his cart around with his hand. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me to sing the song. Sacco was born across the sea, somewhere over in Italy. Vanzetti, born of parents fine, drank the best Italian wine. Sacco sailed the sea one day, landed up in the Boston Bay. Vanzetti sailed the ocean blue, landed up in Boston too. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Good men's a long time gone. Left me to sing the song. Sacco was a family man. Sacco's wife three children had. Vanzetti was a dreaming man. His book was always in his hand. Sacco made his bread and butter, been the factory's best shoe cutter. Vanzetti worked day and night, told the workers how to fight. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me to sing the song. I'll tell you if you ask me about this payroll robbery. Two clerks were shot in the shoe factory down the streets of Old Braintree. I'll tell you the prosecutor's names, Catman, Adams, Williams, Kane. Them and the judge were the best of friends, that did more tricks than circus clowns. The judge, he told his friends around, he was going to put them radicals down. Anarchist Bastards was the name the judge he gave these two fine men. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me to sing this song. Vanzetti docked in 98, slept along a dirty street. Told the workers organize, in the electric chair he died. All us people ought to be like Sacco and Vanity. Every day find ways to fight on the union side for the workers' right. Two good men's a long time gone. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Good men's a long time gone. Left me to sing this song. I ain't got time to tell me tale, cause the dicks and the bulls are on me trail. I won't forget these men who died to show us people how to live. All you people in Swassel's Lane, sing the song and sing it plain. All you folks that came along, join with me and sing the song. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me to sing the song. Sacco and Vanzetti are gone. Left me to sing the song.
Story of two innocent men sent to the electric chair. Christy Moore there with Sacco and Vanzetti, and that's from the album Christy Moore 1976. Now, Woody Guthrie was certainly no friend of bankers. If you read the book The Money Changers by Upton Sinclair, the man who wrote The Jungle, that book about the Chicago meat yards, The Money Changers, hard to get hold of, but you can get a paperback edition, I think, from the States, tells the story of the Great Crash, the Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s, when the banks went through the floor. Through gambling, basically. And 80 years later, another crash was caused by exactly the same thing. Here's a Woody Guthrie song about the 1920s crash called The Jolly Banker.
Jolly banker am I safeguard the farmers and widows and orphans, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. When dust storms are sailing and crops they are failing, jolly banker am I. I check on your shortage and bring down your mortgage, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. When money you're needing and mouths you are feeding, I'm a jolly banker. Plaster your home with a furniture loan, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. If you show me you need it, I'll let you have credit. I'm a jolly banker am I. Just bring me back two for the one I lent. A jolly banker am I. When your car you're losing and sadly you're cruising, I'm a jolly banker am I. I'll come in for clothes, take your car and your clothes, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. jolly banker, a jolly banker am I. I'll come down and help you, I'll rape you, I'll scalp you, singing I'm a jolly banker, a jolly banker am I. A jolly banker, a jolly banker am I. A jolly banker, a jolly banker.
The album's called Death and Taxes. The band are called the Jolly Bankers, and that was the Woody Guthrie song of the same name. Now, one of Woody Guthrie's most well-known songs must be Deportees, the story of a group of Mexican workers, orange pickers, who were being deported from California when the plane that was carrying them crashed into a mountainside and burst into flames. Apparently, Woody was inspired to write the song when he heard a radio news clip and the announcer saying that the people who died on the mountainside were, quote, just deportees. This is one of his most covered songs, and it's covered most beautifully here by Judy Collins. When I listened to this, getting it ready for the programme, I was reminded of how David Cameron, the Prime Minister of this country, had called the people that were struggling to get away from war and persecution and torture just a bunch of migrants. Nothing much changes.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. You're flying them back to the Mexican border. It takes all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in it. My sisters and brothers come work in the fruit fields. Rode that truck till they went down and died. Some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move. 600 miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like rustlers, like outlaws, like thieves. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. For all they will call you will be deportees. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning and shook all our hills. Who are all these dear friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can raise our good orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good crops? To die scattered to rot on the topsoil. To be called by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Judy Collins from the album A Tribute to Woody Guthrie with Deportees. Beautiful version, I think. That's probably my favourite version of that song ever. If you've just joined us in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Ireland, or wherever, this show is devoted entirely to covers, folky versions of the songs of that great singer, songwriter, and activist, Woody Guthrie. You can, as I said at the head of the programme, you can find out all about him by going and looking at the Wikipedia entry, which is actually pretty accurate, as far as I can tell. Or you can also read his book, his great book, Bound for Glory, and have a look at some of the paintings and drawings in it as well, because as well as being a great songwriter and singer, he was quite an amazing artist, and I do love the drawings he made for that book. Now, if Trump gets his way, there's going to be a massive wall stretching right across America, cordoning off Mexico to stop illegal immigrants. And the wall, I can only presume, is going to be policed by vigilantes. There's a great song called Vigilante Man, written by Woody Guthrie. And here's one of the verses. Why does a vigilante man, why does a vigilante man carry that sawn-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and his sister down? I suppose the answer's yes. Here's Dick Gockin.
Tell me, what is that vigilante man? What is that vigilante man? Does he carry a gun and a pistol in his hand? I've heard his name all over the land. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, "Unite all you working men." Killed him in a river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Tell me, why does a vigilante man, tell me, why does a vigilante man, why does he carry a sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his mother and sister down? Love rambled around from town to town. I've been rambling around from town to town. They herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that a vigilante man? Seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Well, I've been hearing his name all over this land.
Dick Gawkin there with his version of the Woody Guthrie song Vigilante Man, and I'm pretty certain that's Rory MacLeod on mouth organ there. I don't have the album before me, so I can't really check on that, but I'm pretty certain it's Rory MacLeod on blues harmonica there. That, again, is from the album Woody Lives, and there were various artists involved in the making of that classic record. Some of you might recognise the tune as the same tune of that great northeastern song, Blackleg Mining Man, that the Pit Poets did on their recent album. Now, Woody Guthrie also wrote a lot of children's songs. You might remember, those of you who heard last week's show, I played Rambling Jack Elliott's version of the Car Song. Well, a girl called Elizabeth Mitchell has put together an album called Little Seed, Songs for Children by Woody Guthrie. And this is the title track, which I think is quite beautiful.
Take my little hoe, dig a hole in the ground. Take my little seed, and I plant it down. Tookie, 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 tie the low. We'll all dance around and see my little seed grow. The rain, it come, and it wash my ground. Was going to drown. I waited and splashed, and I carried my seed. I planted it again on some higher ground. Took it, took it, took it, took it, tied a low. Took
load, and the wind it blew. My little seed grew and grew.
Little Seed from the album Little Seed, Songs for Children by Woody Guthrie. The singer there was Elizabeth Mitchell. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned Pretty Boy Floyd and said he was a kind of Robin Hood figure. Rob Noakes does a brilliant version of the Woody Guthrie song of that name, and it's got a great verse in it. As through this world I've wandered, I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen.
You'll gather round me, children, a story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd, the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, it was Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in the wagon, as into town they rode. There a deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Now Pretty Boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. He took to the trees and timbers, and he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Yes, he took to the trees and timbers on that Canadian river shore, and Pretty Boy found a welcome at many a farmer's door. Now there's many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Others tell you about a stranger come by to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left a $1,000 bill. In Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day, come a whole carload of groceries with a letter that did say, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief, well here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Now through this world I ramble, I see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. But it's through this life you travel, it's through this life you roam, you'll never see an outlaw drive a family from their home. Thank you.
Pretty Boy Floyd by Rab Noakes there, and that's from the album, again, Woody Lives. I wasn't being lazy when I chose a lot of tracks from that particular CD. It's just simply one of the best albums I've ever heard of Woody Guthrie songs. And I think Jeff Heslop did a fantastic job getting some of the best musicians and singers in these islands into the studio all those years ago to make it. And I think it's still available. By the way, don't forget to go to the website if you want any information on any of the artists that are appearing on this show, any of the albums, any of the cover versions. You'll find it all there. 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com is the title of the website. You'll find links to all the artists on this show and all the other shows, and also you'll be able to download all the previous podcasts. They're well in advance of 160, I think it is now, so there's loads and loads of stuff there for you to listen to. Now, Rambling Jack Elliott is a Guthrie-like character himself. He's a Jewish lad who ran away from home, joined the rodeo, became a singing cowboy, met up with Woody, travelled and sang with him, and was later a huge influence on Woody's son Arlo. In fact, Bob Dylan reckons that he learnt to sing most of his Woody Guthrie songs from versions that Rambling Jack Elliott sung. I had the great privilege of meeting Jack Elliott, Rambling Jack, and recording an interview with him way, way back when I was working for the BBC, and he truly is an amazing character. Here he is with a song called The 1913 Massacre, Woody Guthrie's account of a terrible tragedy that took place when some workers and their wives and children were having a Christmas party. The 1913 Massacre.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stair. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day, working their copper claims, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Here all is fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs duck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door. Get out. And then others followed a hundred or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, and the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree. And the children that died, there were 73. piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott with 1913 Massacre, from the album simply called Ramblin' Jack. Now, the Reuben James was a naval vessel, a US naval vessel, which sailed from Newfoundland on the 23rd of October 1941 to escort an eastbound convoy to the British Isles. On the 31st of October at daybreak, she was torpedoed by the U-boat 552, commanded by Captain Lieutenant Erik Topp, just near the coast of Iceland. The Reuben James was hit by a torpedo meant for a merchant ship, and her entire bow was blown off when a magazine exploded. The bow sank immediately. The aft section floated for 5 minutes before going down, taking more than 100 men with it. Woody Guthrie sailed across the Atlantic on Liberty boats, a fact that was commemorated in the book Woody, Cisco and Me that I mentioned earlier on in the programme. Woody took the old tune Wildwood Flower, and to it he wrote a beautiful song to commemorate the deaths of the American sailors. This is Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie with the sinking of the Reuben James.
Have you heard of a ship called that good Reuben James? Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free, but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Oh, let me think here.
I'll sing the second verse.
Okay.
Now you've got me all lost. I can't remember the second verse.
Want to start again?
No. It was there in the dark of that uncertain night
that we watched for the U-boats and waited for the fight. Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion roared. They laid the Reuben James on that cold ocean floor.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Well, 100 men went down to their dark, watery graves. And when that good ship went down, only 44 were saved. It was the last day of October when we saved the 44 from the cold ocean waters off that cold Iceland shore.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright. In the farms and in the cities they're telling of that fight. And now our mighty battleships steam the bounding main and remember the name of that good Reuben James.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
That was Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger there with the sinking of the Reuben James. Well, that comes from the soundtrack of a film called Hard Travelling, a feature film which came out, I think, in 1984. Now, when Woody died, he left behind a massive collection of drawings, paintings, unfinished songs, and the archive was gathered together by Guthrie's daughter, Nora, who's the original director of the Woody Guthrie Foundation and Archive, and she got in touch with Billy Bragg and asked him if he'd be interested in working on some of her father's material, the words that were written for songs that had never had tunes put to them. And Billy Bragg put together a whole collection of songs, which he issued on an album called Mermaid Avenue. Mermaid Avenue was the street on Coney Island where Woody Guthrie had lived for a while. The album, I thought, was terrific when it first came out, and I played it a lot in the previous life when I worked for the BBC. And this is one of my favourites from the album. It's got a really jolly little tune to it, and it's a lovely story too. This is Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key, Billy Bragg and Wilco, with the backing vocals of Natalie Merchant.
I lived in a place called Ofusky, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eyed bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our holler tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Come, mama, cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. Stung lots worse than a hive of bees, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways, still look back to my Tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray, saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
anybody that can sing like me.
Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key from the album Mermaid Avenue, Billy Bragg and Wilco, with, like I said, the backing vocals of Natalie Merchant. Union Maid is one of Woody's better known songs, I suppose, and it's one he wrote when he was asked to write a song for Union Women. I've got a quote here from Pete Seeger. Quote, "I'm proud to say I was present when Union Maid was written in June 1940 in Oklahoma City. Bob Wood, local organizer, had asked Woody Guthrie and me to sing there the night before for a small group of striking oil workers. Early next morning, Woody got to the typewriter and hammered out the first two verses of Union Maid." End of quote. Some of you might recognize the tune as being that of the old, I suppose, minstrel show tune, Red Wing. Here's a version of Union Maid from an album called Bread and Raises, which is a play on the title of another album, Bread and Roses, and it's subtitled Songs for Working Women, sung here by Bobby McGee.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and ginks and the company finks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called, and when the company boys came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by company stools. She'd always organize the guys, always get her way. When she fought for higher pay, she'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. You women who want to be free, just take a tip from me. Break out of that mold, you've all been sold. You've got a fighting history. We'll work for equal pay, and we will have our say. Like Mother Jones, just roll them bones and fight the union way. Oh, you can scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
Union Maid from Bobby McGee, and the album is Bread and Raises, Songs for Working Women. Woody Guthrie died of Huntington's disease, Huntington's chorea, as it's sometimes called, which is a neurodegenerative genetic disorder that affects muscle coordination and leads to all kinds of mental and behavioural problems. Woody's mother had it, and once it took hold of Woody himself, it had a terrible effect. The common symptoms of the disease include aggression, emotional volatility, and social disinhibition. People thought very often that Woody was drunk, they thought he was an alcoholic, or at times they thought he was a schizophrenic. He wasn't. He was suffering from a degenerative brain disease. He died in hospital in 1967. He never made much money at all from his songs or his singing. In fact, at one time he lived in an old bus in Florida. But he left behind him an incredible wealth of songs and stories, and he continues still to inspire people. Just quote a verse here. "Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see, this world is such a great and a funny place to be. The gambling man is rich, and the working man is poor, and I ain't got a home in this world anymore."
Thank you.
just roaming around, just a wandering worker. I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, hot and dusty road, a million feet I've trod. A rich man took my home and drove me from my door. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Shares always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died upon the cabin floor. And I ain't got no home in this world. Since the day I was born, now I worry all the time like I never did before. 'Cause I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Such a great and funny place to be. Only gambling man is rich, the working man is poor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I ain't got no in this world anymore.
That's just about a perfect song.
Just about a perfect song. Dead right. Roseanne Cash with John Lieventhal with I Ain't Got No Home. That's from an album called Woody Guthrie at 100, live at the Kennedy Center. It was a celebration of the life and work of the great singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie. I'm going to finish with a song which almost everybody knows as the quintessential Woody Guthrie song, and I want to read a little bit. Well, I want to read what Woody wrote about songs and singing. I hate a song that makes you think you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody, no good for nothing, because you're too old or too young or too fat or too slim, too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down or poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or hard travelling. I'm out to fight those songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing songs that will knock you for a dozen loops, no matter what colour, what size you are, how you're built. I'm out to sing the songs that make you take pride in yourself and in your work. This is a song that I think should be the American national anthem. In fact, I think it should be modified to be the anthem of every country in the world. This Land Is Your Land, sung here by Doc Watson, Pete Seeger, Sweet Honey in the Rock, and the Little Red Schoolhouse Chorus.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Let me take one now.
Roamed and I rambled, yes, I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. But all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California is shining. I was strolling and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling and the fog was lifting and the voice was chanting,
this land was made for you and me.
Yeah, this land is your land.
This Land Is Your Land, Doc Watson, Pete Seeger, Sweet Honey in the Rock, and the Little Red Schoolhouse Choir. And that comes from an album called Folkways, A Vision Shared, a tribute to Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly. And that brings this show, this programme, on the life and music of one of the most amazing people on the planet to a fairly logical conclusion, I would have said. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists on this show. You'll also find a Hall of Fame, and you can download all the previous episodes of this show and keep them for as long as you want on your iPhone, your iPad, your clone, or whatever. Don't forget we've got no money for advertising, so please spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Ta-da.